If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
I'm not even going to talk to you unless your headphones are on now, Justin. I can't even hear you.
You call me the Anaconda? You want to know what's funny?
Sal the Anaconda.
You know what's funny? Not making this up.
What? And that was your nickname before?
I hope she's not listening. But I had how old was I when I had her as a girlfriend? I was 17, 18.
She won't be mad.
Yeah, I won't give her last name, but yeah, I won't even give her first name, forget it. But she used to call me that, Anaconda.
The Anaconda, huh?
Yeah.
And it had nothing to do with your shoe size.
No.
What did it have to do with?
No. My dick.
At 17, she was calling you that? You like a gardener snake.
You haven't seen many.
Yeah, right? She's at that point, she's seen a gardener snake and a racer.
What'd you say? An eraser?
No, a racer snake. You know a racer?
All right. No, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a type of snake. So, it's all she had seen so far. So, of course, it would seem like an anaconda.
What's a racer
snake? More
like
worms.
It's like a gardener snake, the little tiny, skinny black.
I forgot you grew up on farms and shit.
Yeah, it's like weird animals. Yeah. And
I don't know any of this stuff.
Oh, there I am.
Hello.
All I know is that I'm the Anaconda. Justin's the Cobra.
I like
that. I got venom.
I am feeling the disruptive force t-shirt you got there, buddy.
Ooh, thank you. It's very comfy.
Did you use our boys at Blown?
I did.
Fuck, those shirts are so...
Dude, thank God for Blown.
Yeah, no, I literally like
it makes you want to hug Justin more.
It does. It's
yeah,
because it's soft.
I have a thing.
It's like when somebody wears that like really comfy looking sweater, and you just—it's like like you last too long to where it gets uncomfortable.
You mean like when my uncles take their shirt off and it looks like they have a sweater on?
So Saturday,
I don't hug them all the time.
We cleaned out our closets on Saturday, and I got rid of any shirt that I didn't like. Like I had levels of like softness. You know, like it's
oh,
like
wow.
I got rid of all. I didn't care
did you
how.
Just close your. Did you do it in the dark and just feel them?
Yeah,
just
feel. Katrina's like, you're throwing that away. What? You're gonna give that? What? That's a nice shirt. Oh, I said, I don't care if it's not fucking. I want only soft shirts. I'm comfortable here on out.
Let me ask you this, because this happened to me too. I was going through my stuff, and I have like I don't know 1,000 t-shirts. I have so many t-shirts. I don't need that many t-shirts.
Yeah, my wife made me like throw them out.
I gave away a bunch, and here's the funny thing. I gave away a bunch of brand new t-shirts that I'll never wear, but there's a lot of old ones I will never give away or, you know,
oh,
never
of
throw.
Of course. Yeah. Because your body's like formed into it.
Hey, I
have a t-shirt. I have a t-shirt that is being held together by two strings and a prayer.
Those
there's nothing
that.
Else
those
holding
are the
it
best,
together.
Though.
Dude, I swear to God, there's a hole in both armpits.
Yeah.
One of the sleeves is almost ripped off. The collar is kind of half ripped off. But
I get so mad. I get so mad when Katrina tries to throw those away, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Come home and I see them. What are you doing throwing that shirt away? It's like my favorite. She's like, it's so faded. You can barely even read what it says on the front. It's got holes in the armpit, holes in the back. Like I'm like, yes, I love that shirt.
Dude, I had a red Burton shirt, like Burton snowboards, and it was like totally pink because it was like totally like faded all the way through. And it had holes in the back, and I fucking loved that thing.
There's got to be something
totally
behind
gone.
It because this is a guy thing. I don't know women that do that keep like an article of clothing. That's
no, dude. They
kind of
steal
apart.
Them from us when we're not looking.
What, our shirts?
Yeah.
Not the old gross ones.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Well, there's got to be some science behind that. Like, why do men hold on to these relics?
Well, because we know.
What does it have to do with hunting?
You don't think you don't think it is because they're comfortable.
Always revolves around that.
I mean, shirt doesn't get comfortable until it's been washed 75 times.
Bro, if it was all about comfort, we'd all be wearing freaking pelts.
Sweats.
Exactly. There's something else. There's like maybe it's the emotional connection.
Did you say pelts? Is that what you
said? Pelts.
Like those are comfortable or something?
Yeah.
Bro, if I gave you, I don't know.
Not if there's ants and shit. You know, I want to be covered.
What? I'm imagining a pelt to be very soft, like beaver pelt.
Pelt? Like, I'm just thinking about how much area it covers.
It sounds hot to me. Hot.
Pelt? It just pelts. Yeah. Like, you know, isn't that when hunters and trappers you see? That's the basis.
I don't know.
Trying to picture this. Is it got like fringe stuff at the bottom of it?
I know.
It,
a pelt?
Like, what are we talking about?
I think
about
a pelt
here?
Is just an animal fur.
Oh,
if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
So, like,
if you want to smell like beaver. Is
so
that
like,
what you're saying?
Like, if we're. Like,
I want to smell
like
beaver.
If we're traders, let's say this is like colonial America, we're traders.
Right.
I'll come up to you and be like, I'll trade you some beaver pelt for some moose pelt.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Although, I don't think moose pelt is worth
moose
as much
pelt.
As beaver pelt.
I don't like looking at the moose
That's
pelt.
That's a bad deal.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a really.
Beaver pelt is
worth. It's a really bad
it
deal.
It juts out. It's more of a bulge.
It's soft and repels water.
I just find it very fascinating that you chose that as a comparison of that was your analogy.
Well,
you gave.
I don't know what else.
Well, he went straight hunter.
Because you know why everybody that was listening was like, oh yeah, okay, yeah, Sal is right.
T-shirts. Those,
that
and
sounds
then
soft.
Pelt.
Yeah,
it does.
I just sent you guys all a text message right now. This is the shirt that I want to design next. Tell me, it's funny that we're talking about this right now, but this is the next.
You know what's
the next design?
You know what's rude when you're talking about something that nobody else can see.
Yeah.
So sorry, listeners.
Hence video at some point.
Sorry. Look at that.
Right? Whoa. You like that?
What do you want to do? You want to make that?
I want to make one ours. That's somebody else's brand, but I really like that.
But it's like all. It's
yeah, so, but that's fake.
Called the holy shirts.
But that's faked out.
Well, I'm interested.
Can I talk about it? Can I explain what it looks like on the show?
Yeah,
or keep it as a secret.
Well, yeah, you could kind of show it, I guess, or share it, but not too much, huh?
Okay, we'll just tell them what it looks like. It looks like a worn shirt.
Yeah,
it's got holes in it.
Yeah,
but I don't think
it's got a scoop front too, which I like that.
But see, I don't.
It's not like a bunch of moths came and ate, you know, pieces.
But I don't. But see, here's the thing: I don't think people like old shirts because they have holes in them. I think it's something else. I don't know. I don't know.
Dude, remember the whole torn jeans look? Yeah, right?
Oh, that's very much so back in style.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. No, it's all
what,
back.
It's like country western people or what?
No, I want to bring mesh back. You know, in the '80s, the mesh.
Fucking way. Like the Right Said Fred.
Do
sexy.
This is how I feel about like.
I feel like your nipple gets caught in the mesh.
Oh yeah.
Styles and how things come full circle. Is every generation has different styles, and then every generation, like as time goes on, like after years pass by, we kind of recycle. But I always feel like every generation has like certain things in there that they go. Everyone goes like, "We'll never let that come."
Yeah, back. We're not going to do that.
Yeah, we'll never do
this,
that. Again.
This is okay.
Yeah, that was cool. I remember those. I like those.
I don't know because I'm seeing a lot of high waisted jeans, and let me tell you something about high waisted jeans.
That is horrible.
They still look shitty.
Why would you do that?
They look crappy before. They make your butt look longer.
They tuck in your stomach. That's why girls like it.
They tuck their stomach. It's, yeah, basically,
that's why.
You're wearing a squeam. You're wearing pants.
Squeam pants. That's what we're gonna call high
squamps.
You're wearing squamps, and it's
wearing them squamps, girl.
But you have to have a really nice butt to go with the high waisted jeans. Otherwise, it just looks like your back turns into your legs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It doesn't separate. There's no separation.
I just don't understand the lines. You know what I mean? I hate that. Especially with cars are the same way. You see a car that's like fucking ugly. It's because like you just don't understand the lines on it. It's like, why did they do that?
I feel like it's a rebellion to where we've been going, right? So we went to like now we have like Lululemon and we have Freddy and like we have these pants that like build the booties like inside their pants.
Yeah.
So the high waist is kind of like because the natural thing is becoming more popular, right?
Like you want to make more of a shelf going into it, like because when I slim in the waist.
Because when I see that style. I think the style with that, the girls wearing the total loose off the shoulder shirt with the ass cheeks hanging out the bottom of the high waisted shorts, like it's all.
Oh, I didn't say high waisted shorts were bad. High waisted pants.
Yeah, uh-huh. Well, both.
Because at least you get the bottom.
Well, yeah, your ass cheeks hanging. But I think it's and then there's no bra. It's like it's the all natural look.
I support that.
No bra.
Yeah, I'm
that's worse.
I'm okay with it. Like the high waisted thing is, I think it's funny. I think, some girls I think can pull it off well. Some can't so much. But that's every style, right? There are certain things that I think
I want big ass jeans come back in style. Remember the big old
the Jankos?
Yeah. No. Yeah. Why?
Yeah,
you remember when you
used to
like
look like a
clown?
Exactly, it was hilarious.
That was hacky sack in.
God, we used to wear shit like that.
You know what?
It's embarrassing.
Did you guys own
like
a pair
of Bugle Boys? Remember those?
Oh my god!
And then you would like tuck the pant legs up. You know?
Oh, you're talking about
a tight roll.
High waters.
No, it's called pegging.
Pegging your jeans. Peg your jeans.
They're doing that in style. That's in style again.
Those fucks.
Yeah.
That was our thing.
Is it really
pegging?
Yeah.
Come on, bro. It's been for like a year.
Pegging?
At least.
Dude.
Oh, I haven't seen
it. So sagging is naturally next then again.
Bro, here's the problem.
We'll go back to
here's the problem is that they combine styles, which is stupid. Like when we were kids, you sagged your big jeans. You had big baggy pants that sagged.
Right.
Then skinny jeans came in style.
Yeah.
And then they started sagging skinny jeans.
That looks awful.
That's
awful.
You look like a fucking penguin.
You look like a fucking penguin when you walk and you sag fucking skinny jeans.
Can you do me a favor? I want you to say penguin.
Penguin.
Okay.
Yeah.
He said, he said like he was from South
penguin.
America. Yeah. Look at the penguin.
Hey, the penguin.
It makes me want to beat you up. Like I'm not a bully.
You want to beat me?
Yeah, I want to. I'm not a bully, but no, I want to become.
It makes
a,
me
want to
walk
bully.
Up and push you over.
Well, maybe it's this.
I know you can't have much stability.
All those kids were getting bullied, so they're like, "We got to go back to the tight pants. So they can't fucking wedgie us as easy. You know what I mean? Or like pants us.
No.
I think pantsing was a thing. Like, yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, anyway. So what have we been up to lately? No, oh, we should talk about...
The YouTube, bro.
Stop it.
No.
It's called... Mind Pump TV.
MPTV.
Mind Pump TV is up.
Raw Fitness Television.
It was one of our first... So one of the biggest things we wanted to focus on when we all went full-time is we all talked about YouTube.
Well, can we talk
about... We had almost no YouTube presence at all.
Can we talk about, too, that we didn't for a very long time for a reason, right? I mean, we...
100%. Yes.
We've been waiting to do a lot of different things and for us to go full time and actually put some effort to it. We knew that when we launched our YouTube channel that we want to make it like a television channel, not like you post a video every once in a while. Like I want
consistency.
Yeah. I want people to be able to every single day be able to tune in and either get basically an extension of the show. Get some sort of good information, maybe a little bit of comic relief, but short, good clips, and we wanted it fucking shot tits.
Well, that's the thing. Like, we knew shot that if tits. We did... Here's the thing. YouTube requires...
Il Nana.
Just like...
Il Nana. Yeah.
Word of the month.
Tight vagina.
Word of the month.
We know... Okay, so... Doing a podcast, a good podcast requires... A lot of production. And what I mean by a lot of production is you gotta have a lot of Doug. You gotta know what you're doing.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
A YouTube channel requires as much, maybe more because of the editing, whatever, and you can hire people out. And we couldn't dedicate, because we didn't have the time, we were part time,
mm-hmm.
we couldn't dedicate the time necessary to deliver a product to our fans, our consumers that we're proud of. So we're just like, we're not going to do it until we have the time to make it good because our goal is to provide as much free content as possible, as much quality free content as possible. And we want to reinvent the way the fitness industry is even presented on YouTube.
Yeah, we had to make sure that we put a lot of thought about how the formatting of it and how the presentation of it even would differentiate us from other YouTubes that are already out there, just like we did with the podcast. Like, here's the thing, like as far as like behind the scenes, we definitely put a lot of thought about navigating in a different direction or having something unique about it that we could present, because you know, you don't want to just be like everybody else and then become white noise in a sea that's like YouTube is huge. So how do we differentiate from other people?
Right. And, you know, I hate to say this, but when you go on YouTube and you look at, and it's ripe. This is like the ripe time. Like you go on YouTube, you look at the top fitness videos and it's some guy with his phone. Or some late, you know, girl with her phone recording. The sound quality is not that good. Some of them are good, but a lot of them aren't. And there's the information is either really good information that's boring, or it's really bad information that's entertaining. And very rarely do you come across.
That's such a good point, right there.
It's very true. Like, because like the videos we like to watch on YouTube, the informative ones, will put the average person to sleep or won't be able to disseminate the information in a way that's digestible to the average person. So really they're only speaking to, they're in an echo chamber.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing about Mind Pump that we, you know, are very proud of is that although we do talk to other people in the industry, a lot of normal people can listen and understand and get what we're saying. And then it's not boring to listen to.
Well, we recently, put this together. We're always evolving, right? We're always evolving, growing ourselves. And, you know, we even caught ourselves on a streak of podcast episodes where, you know, we are trying to get deeper and more technical and, you know, getting into shit because we were having some feedback from people. But we forgot that, you know, man, a mass part of, or our biggest part of our following wants to hear some of the most basic stuff that they understand that they can apply to their lives. And, man, we've seen some of our biggest episodes in the last couple of weeks where we're just breaking down a body part. You know, we're just talking about the do's and don'ts.
Well, we take for granted. We've been doing this for so long. We're like, why are we going to talk about working out your quads? Like, you know, and I mean, it makes sense when you think about it. But to us, it's not something we talk about every day because we've been doing this for so long. And the show tends to follow what we're excited about. Actually, it always follows what we're excited about. And so with YouTube, I can guarantee you that what it looks like now it's going to change as we evolve. I can guarantee you it's going to get better. I can guarantee you it's going to change and morph, but I can also guarantee you that what you're going to see is great quality, great content. If you look at the most recent videos we've put up, it's fun. We're having a good time with it. And really the trick was, how do we bring the flavor, and our chemistry from the podcast Mind Pump to, you know, to the tube, to TV, to video. And really, we just had to follow the same formula, which was very loose. We get in there, mic ourselves up, and talk. And we have a good time doing it. And if you watch instructional fitness videos, like here's how you do a bench press or here's how you do or whatever, it's very instructional. Mm-hmm. We, at first, when we filmed some of the first videos that we scrapped, that's what we did. And we watched them. We're like, God, that's just not us. It's not Mind Pump.
And it's so, like, great information and stuff like you mentioned. Like, we're going to seek out ourselves and we want to know all the little descriptions and cues and all these little nuanced things, because that's the you know, depth of what we care about. Like, we want to dive in further, but your average person, you know, that's really makes up the majority of our audience. Like, we have to be able to, you know, present it in a different way that's going to keep them engaged.
Of course, and make it us.
And not get too far from that.
If you watch our videos, you know, Adam will be doing a movement or I'll be doing a movement or whatever, and the other two guys are mic'd up or all of us are mic'd up, and we're commentating, almost like you would expect when you watch a football game or golf or whatever. The camera angles are different and smooth. It's just a different feel, and I'm really happy with what we've come out with.
No, I'm excited, and I'm excited for the evolution of it, too, because I know it will grow and I know it'll change. You know, one thing that I can guarantee what we're already doing and what we can provide is the extension of the show. So when you listen to an episode, you now will hear the stuff that we talk about. Sometimes we share a tip or an exercise, a movement, something, and we're talking in detail, and you know, you can't see that. So we want to be able to, okay, right after that episode, YouTube will pop up and you will see the us demoing that. And the other thing is that, you know, I've never, all my years and all the clients that I've trained, I know we're going to get some flack, right? You know, we already have talked about the haters, and the shit that we're going to get is going to be from academia, right? We're going to get the people who are going to be like, you know, because we are not using the terminology, because we're talking,
we're using profanity, and
because
there's going to be debate too.
Locker room.
There's going to be debate too, language. because we have, a lot of times we present information that may be counter to some of academia, but it's based on our years of experience training people. And a lot of times you'll see something supposed to be a certain way, but you know through experience, a lot of times it's going to be this way. And we skirt that line, we walk that line, and we tend to piss people off on both sides. Mm-hmm. But academia, you're right, they're the ones that are going to try and discredit.
Well, and the other day we were you know, showing demo and some stuff. I think you did a pre-exhaust on a chest exercise, and we're getting in there. And you know, once we started getting our flow and comfortable with what we're doing, you know, all I'm doing is talking to you naturally the same way I would talk to a client. You know, not the way I would try and describe that on a piece of paper that I know that a professor is going to read and going to, judge.
We're not
going to
highlight an anatomical chart and then, like, you know, pull out, like, you know, we're not going to make it super, like, scientific like that.
Yeah, you know, telling a client, you know, abduction of the humerus and the horizontal plane is flexion of, you know, talking to somebody like that is just like, you know, a lot of these guys on YouTube.
Talk dirty to me.
These guys on YouTube, they do that, to create themselves as an authority. You know, they do that so you, oh, man, this guy's smart. He knows what the fucking humerus is. He understands the different planes of motion and what flexion extension means. Oh, wow, he knows what he's doing. But I've never talked to a client like that, because my client would never understand that. So why would I think that a majority of my listeners and viewers would understand that? So the information that I want to provide is, I want to provide something that's very digestible. Hopefully, over the last year and a half.
I didn't catch that.
Very what? Digestible?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. You ate that word.
Digestible.
You digested it, it's coming out.
I was licking my lips at the same time. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm really excited for us moving into this now.
I mean, it's new when you get on there. There's not, hopefully by the time this airs, I don't know how many videos we have on there, like 6, 5, 4, something like that. Hopefully there's maybe twice as many. We've got some, you know, more footage that we filmed. But we promise that the show will change, morph. Excuse me, the channel will, the Mind Pump TV YouTube channel will. And it's going to be instructional, but there's going to be we have other ideas for other things as well.
Right.
I mean, I like to film, you know, videos to help trainers build their business, or film, you know, videos on food and, you know, going into different gyms and, you know, all kinds of different things.
It's going to take many legs. I think it's, that's why, man, I don't remember at what point. I still remember the day we were all sitting and we were like trying to figure a name out, you know, and we were like, oh no, I don't want to be that. Oh no, I want to be that. I wanted that to, oh no, you know, everyone was going back and forth. Oh, I love that. No, that totally pigeonholes us into this.
The bro show. I got it.
Yeah, right.
Wait, someone said that.
I know, someone said the bro show.
Someone said that?
Yeah. One of, I don't remember who it was.
Well, that was definitely not me. I would not say that.
Bro, I think I came up. Did I come up with Mind Pump?
I think you came up with Bro Show.
I don't think you came. I think Doug came up with Mind Pump.
No.
Sal, you know what? Sal always likes to take credit for it.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was Craig's audience.
The best is when he tries to take credit for something that I know that I came. I'm like, wait a second, motherfucker.
I know.
I think I still have the text right.
I think I remember saying that. Yeah, after I said it. Yeah, how that works.
That's when you said that.
Like that episode I talked about getting my toes done. That's me.
Well, yeah. I do remember.
I cleaned my taint.
I do remember that.
I have a jazzle.
None of us were super excited on it, though. We were, and even the logo. Remember when Doug first did the logo? We're like, okay, well, and Doug was like, well, we can always make it better. We can always do this. We're like, I don't know. Everyone was kind of like,
call Doug.
Oh, yeah. No, there's been, and Mind Pump Media, you know, when you were first starting off, you think like, you know, what is, and now you're starting to see all the things that are branching off of it. And then some people are like, it's hard for me to explain to, I mean, I guess
we can't give it all our secrets, but it's the media covers a lot of different things.
Right.
Yeah. YouTube is the next, that's our next. Endeavor.
Well, and we've been telling people for quite some time that we're just getting started. I mean, this thing is so much bigger than we can explain to somebody. And this is literally the podcast, which probably everybody feels if you've been listening for a long time is kind of a big deal, is nothing. Mm-hmm. It's just one piece. You know, it was the piece that we chose to put together first because we thought it would be important, you know.
Well, I think, you know, if we really want to change the industry from the inside, we have to tackle all these different things. We have to tackle audio, visual. We have to work with personal trainers, work with gym owners.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna happen because we're touching on all these different avenues. You know, we're gonna go from the consumer to the producers. You know, the trainers and the gym owners who produce content, who produce information, who disseminate information to the consumer who needs to go out there and decide what's the right thing to do and who's full of shit and what part of the fitness industry should I pay attention to and what parts should I ignore.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just a part of it. And it's super fun, super exciting. We're having a blast doing it.
It'd be kind of cool for us to share or you to share some of the stuff that we've learned along the way, like during this podcast and then now going into the YouTube channel of some mistakes we made or that you see other people make, like the do's and don'ts. You know, like, for example, like you mentioned the production quality of it. We waited for a long time for the YouTube channel. YouTube is a visual thing, you know, and mm-hmm. I know there's trainers out there. I know even if you're not a trainer, even if you realize that social media is a great tool for you to build a business around. And so you've started to dabble in that. But then, you know, you're using your phone and you've got the flip side of it. So the quality of it's all fuzzy and it's these little things you don't realize make a huge difference. When you're creating a platform,
make a big difference. And the reason why some people think they don't, and I got stuck in this, I got caught in this kind of mentality, is because we all know viral videos that have that are horrible quality, right? I bet you if we looked at some of the top, like the top three viral videos of all time, a lot of them will be random phone, you know, camera shots or whatever. But that's not what you want to look at. You want to look at the bulk.
Yeah, that's a very small
you
percentage,
want to look at
right?
the bulk of videos that have downloads over 10,000 or something like that. Like you want to go use a number that, you know, is consistent. Not this like these extreme viral, you know, events that are very rare.
Yeah.
Anomalies. And what you'll find is that quality plays a massive role and good for us, bad for the industry. The fitness industry, the fitness videos on the on YouTube quality.
Dog shit.
It's really bad. It's not good. The same thing holds true for podcasts. Like, I'm surprised at how many podcasts have such bad, like, sound and production. And that kind of stuff makes a big difference. So, you know, mm-hmm. for those of you listening who are, you know, looking to build a fitness business and social media, quality of your content makes a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
Along with, you know, the type of content or, you know, what you're saying or what you're doing.
Well, especially when you're looking and you're listening, you know what I'm saying? Like you want it to be if it's a visual thing like YouTube. I mean, I think visual is super important. You know, if it's a podcast, obviously the audio is super important. You know, it seems almost obvious, but I feel like so many people race into it not really taking that into account.
Yeah, well, that's the point I wanted to make. Like, there is something to be said about being patient and waiting, even though, you know, everything is a hustle, but. You know, as long as you're hustling towards something, you know, like you don't have to release it right away. But the thing is, like, it all revolves around timing.
Yeah.
And if the timing isn't there and the quality isn't matching, You know, like you got to work harder to build up towards when the timing is right. So you're kind of just focusing on quality until that moment where you're like, okay, timing and this align. Let's go.
Yeah, I mean, I can't wait until we're as comfortable, and we're pretty comfortable right now, you know, filming, you know, ourselves and making these videos. But I can't wait till that becomes as good and flawless and comfortable as when we record, you know, the episodes. I can only see those videos just, you know, morphing into some pretty amazing
things. Well, it's like if you, when we first started, and I remember this, so I remember it being excited.
You remember last year?
Yeah. I remember.
I don't remember. Yeah. It's
I remember the actual conversations that we had around this, you know, about talking about, you know, how excited we were and, you know, how great we thought it was. And then now when you look back and you listen to an episode, I cringe, you know, like,
yeah, we're not.
I probably shouldn't have drank.
No, yeah. We're not.
Probably wasn't a good idea.
Every time. Yeah. Yeah, they're going to get better, but I tell you what, check them out now. They're pretty freaking awesome. I'm pretty happy with the way they came out.
Well,
they look good. I think the way I think they're fun to watch. I love the commentary. I love watching it, and it's different. Like, it's not instructional in the same way. You know what I mean? It's mm-hmm. like, it's like our show. Like, we're sitting there talking about, you know, what Adam's doing, and, you know, we're making fun of him too at the same time.
Well, yeah. here's something that you did a while back, and
I'm grabbing his ass.
I want to do right now because
cross the line every time.
If you've been listening to us for a very long time, I'm sure you've probably already or on your way to subscribing already. But even if you haven't been a fan for a really long time, and you understand what we're trying to do, the mission. That and what Mind Pump is all about. One thing that can help us is to reach as many people as we possibly can. And, you know, a lot of people have been sharing us, and that's how we've gotten to where we are now with the podcast. But we could use everybody's help, you know, whether you've, you know, showed your support by getting a program or doing something like that, or if you've, because, you know, you gotta understand it's tough when we have not signed with a supplement company or done things the way that the industry, it makes it very difficult to be guys like us trying to make a name for themselves, work all the way up, and then trying to impact the industry when we are working against the industry when it comes to the norm. And so any help from our listeners is greatly appreciated.
Yeah, share the videos.
Yeah,
share the videos on
exactly.
Your,
I mean, if you make an effort on your social media or with friends, text messages of that, share the YouTube channel, get it out there. Even if it's not the best right. ever right now, I promise you where it's going.
This was the other aspect that's exciting about YouTube, right? Is that it seems like it's easier to share. On your social networks.
Oh, huge.
Because it's video.
Nobody shares podcasts. You don't go on your Facebook feed and see people sharing podcasts on
you hope they kind of like follow all the protocol to download the episode and maybe subscribe and all that. But, you know, video is just a video. You know, video you can take, you put it in your Facebook, you know, anything like that. It's going to be huge for us if you guys do that.
And I'll say this, 100 very with pure confidence. We are probably the most connected to our fans among anybody I know in this industry.
Yeah.
We're extremely connected. We communicate with our fans daily. If you comment on my Instagram or the Mind Pump Radio one or on our Facebook or whatever, you're probably going to get a response from one of us. It's just we're very, very connected, and we're going to do that as long as we possibly can. And so with this YouTube channel, the same thing holds true. Comment on underneath the videos. Put comments, ask questions. We will address it on our show, or we'll make another video. And if you have ideas mm-hmm. for videos,
oh, yeah.
send them to us. Message us through any of our channels, whether it be Instagram at Mind Pump Radio or our Facebook page, Mind Pump Show, or you know, any of our personal Instagrams. Let us know, hey, I want to see a video on a dumbbell pullover, or you talked about this on episode whatever. Can you make a video showing this technique? And the odds are we're going to do it because we're all workhorses, and we want to keep our finger on the pulse of what the people who follow us are really looking for. So with that being said, if you like Mind Pump, leave us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes, and check us out on Instagram at Mind Pump Radio. You can find me at Mind Pump Sal, Justin at Mind Pump Justin, Adam at Mind Pump Adam.
Oh, you're going to plug me this time.
I did this correctly. And of course, our new YouTube channel is Mind Pump TV.
Mind Pump TV!
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. If your goal is to build and shape your body, dramatically improve your health and energy, and maximize your overall performance, check out our discounted RGB Super Bundle at mindpumpmedia.com. The RGB Super Bundle includes MAPS Anabolic, MAPS Performance, and MAPS Aesthetic. 9 months of phased expert exercise programming designed by Sal, Adam, and Justin to systematically transform the way your body looks, feels, and performs. With detailed workout blueprints and over 200 videos, the RGB Super Bundle is like having Sal, Adam, and Justin as your own personal trainers, but at a fraction of the price. The RGB Super Bundle has a full 30-day money-back guarantee, and you can get it now plus other valuable free resources at mindpumpmedia.com. If you enjoy this show, please share the love by leaving us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes and by introducing Mind Pump to your friends and family. We thank you for your support, and until next time, this is Mind Pump.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.